Hello, welcome to Community Talk. In this episode, I interview Steve Anders, TFS MVP, a NADA board member, and overall community fanatic. Steve talked to us about his passion for community, as well as his goal for speaking at 52 events this year. This episode was recorded April 18th at the Philadelphia Cold Camp at DeBry University. Enjoy.
Hello.
All right, we're here again, Cold Camp Philly, this time with the group clown, Steve Anders. Steve, tell us a little bit more about yourself and some of the things that you're doing these days.
I was born at a very young age, my parents.
How old were you when you were born?
Very young.
You were young?
Very young, yeah. What am I doing these days? Lots, not sleeping. Doing independent consulting, doing some client work. I also was just elected to the INETA board, so I'm the director of technology.
For INETA?
For INETA.
Sweet. So tell me some of the community stuff that you do. I know you're known for your frequent road trips to throughout the East Coast. What have you been doing lately? Some of the places have you seen?
Yeah, I speak from time to time.
Yeah.
I just did two INETA gigs, one in Bangor, Maine, the other one in Rhode Island. Been doing some gigs around here. Next weekend is Richmond Code Camp. Weekend after that is a community summit up in Boston. A couple weeks after that is Tech Ed.
So you, I know you have a goal of, 52 events in 1 year?
So last year I spoke at 32 events. And this year I figure I'll try to set the bar a little higher and do 52. I'm about on track. I have roughly 26 scheduled for the first half of the year.
26? Okay.
So if you hear of any, let me know.
How many have you done so far, year to date?
I don't recall. Maybe 12, 13.
Okay. So you got to keep it up, man. You're slowing down. You're also the creator of Dev Events, right? DevEvents.com?
DevEvents.com.
Can you tell us a little bit about what is that? And
basically, after being to... So I've done... Probably since I started speaking, I've done about 50 events. And I've seen lots of different user groups all over the country. San Diego to Richmond and Raleigh and Maine and whatnot. And there just seemed to be some common themes that infrastructure needs that weren't being met by the existing tools. As a speaker, it drives me nuts that when I have to submit to an event, which I do a lot of, they all have different formats. Some of them want an Excel spreadsheet. Some of them want a Word document. Some of them just want email. Some of them have web forms where I got to fill out the same information every time. First name, last name. It's like, I already gave you that. You know, needs with scheduling. I don't know how many times a tentative schedule has been posted, and I've been in two slots at the same time. Just lots of needs, you know, finding speakers, finding abstracts, posting abstracts. So I set about to create a site to help solve that need, hopefully become the Salesforce.com, a community maybe.
Okay.
To tie in speakers, events, venues, organizers.
And that was built entirely in what?
So it's based on a SQL Server 2008 on the back end, specifically to use the geography data type.
Okay.
So the site is very location aware. It's then built on top of linked to SQL, custom linked to SQL with T4 templates, custom pseudo repository / services layer, and then MVC. So I'm using MVC.
So it was
one and jQuery.
You started with MVC release, well, preview 3, I think it was, right?
And, yep.
Cool.
Maybe 3.
So what else? I mean, anything exciting that you see? I mean, what are you into now? What's keeping you happy these days? Technology-wise. I don't want to know about your personal life.
Thanks for the clarification. MVC, T4, team system.
For the future, anything that you're keeping your eyes open to? Maybe VS 2010?
I'm starting to get excited and interested in what's going on in the DSL space.
Okay.
As I dive more into MVC and add my own stuff on top, I find myself leading that way.
Okay.
So I'm interested to see what frameworks come about. I think there's going to be some neat technologies coming soon.
So I think we all know Steve, the geek, right? Is there anything that you do outside of programming, technology-wise, or even anything else that you're into personally?
I just sleep every now and then, maybe, you know, 5 or 6 hours a week.
Okay.
It's more like 3 or 4.
But you're into music too, I know, right?
I play the guitar and the keys. I'm a classic songwriter. I sing when I don't smoke too much.
Okay. We were trying to get Steve to stop here, so guys got to help me out. I'm going to do a petition pretty soon here. But anyway.
Everything has a price.
Yeah, everything has a price, yeah. Let's see, what else? I know you're a pretty interesting guy. I mean, come on, what else are you into? You're very into community as far as giving back to community. I know you've done the food drive.
Geek food drive we did.
Okay. Around Christmas time.
Geeks Who Give is doing some stuff here today.
Yeah.
I'm also doing some work for the hopemongers.org website. Their focus is basically micro-giving to the world's poor.
Okay.
And putting infrastructure in place to support that. So it's a bunch of folks, Sam Henry from Microsoft, Jim Holmes, some other folks putting that together. So I've been helping out there with TFS and continuous integration and whatnot.
Cool. All right, well, I don't have any more questions, so thank you.
Thank you.